This is podtech.net, and I am here at a celebration. It's a celebration for Jigsaw, and this is the announcement of the Series C funding for Jigsaw, and I'm here with the CEO, Jim Fowler, and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. We're excited to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about those folks that might not be familiar with Jigsaw and your sort of unique approach. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the company?
Sure. Jigsaw is an online business contact marketplace. The concept is that our members build and maintain a database of business information and contacts at companies that they use, people target for marketing, sales, and small business to gain new business.
Now, this is not this is the Series C funding, so this is kind of an exciting venture for you. How much was the funding for?
We raised $12 million in this round, and we raised a total of $18 million to date.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
No reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
Now, we're also here with one of the folks that was there along the journey for you, and this is Jeff Crow. So welcome to the podcast, Jeff.
I'm delighted to be here as well. Thanks.
Now, tell me a little bit about what was different and special about Jigsaw that you saw to be there for the... You were with those Series B funding, right?
Right. Norwest led the Series B funding, and the reason we got excited about it was a couple things. We liked the business model of the company. We thought the fact that users were adding contacts and other users would then purchase the contacts was a great viral growth business model. We also thought that Jim and the rest of the management team had a wonderful vision for the marketplace and what was going to be required to be successful. They understood what sales reps wanted, and sales reps are really the natural customers for Jigsaw. And Jim and his team really knew, had a great vision for what sales reps would want to use. And so those were the reasons that we decided to invest.
Now, Jim, what changed between Series B and Series C? How much have you grown? What do you think you've adapted to over that time?
Well, we were pre-revenue in Series B. When Jeff invested in us, we were just at the point of getting ready to start charging for our product. We had come out of our beta. We were also, the model was gaining traction in beta. We had a lot of very excited users like Dave Alpert here in our beta program. But we really had no idea how much people would pay and how much traction we would get. And I think between our B and our C round, we had a huge amount of momentum. Our database grew exponentially, our membership grew exponentially, and we really started figuring out our revenue channels. So I think the company really grew a great deal between B and C.
Now, who's using the service right now?
So about 70% of our membership, we have over 65,000 registered members on Jigsaw now, are salespeople. But a smaller but very, very active group of people are recruiters and small business owners. So basically people that need to know who people are within a given target organization are people that use Jigsaw. To give a visual on it, Jigsaw is a database of business contact information. Think business cards in your mind. And the way that it works is our members come in and add contacts to the system in order to get points, and they exchange those points to get contacts they need to go find new business. So it's a very bottoms-up user-generated concept.
Okay. And back to you again, Jeff. Now, what did you sort of see that was really kind of different about the place? I mean, it's something that, you know, it's not the usual sort of, you know, model of building a businesses or building sort of an interactive. It seems like it's much more interactive. Tell me what you saw and where you see Jigsaw going.
And so what we saw was that Jigsaw was going to ultimately compete with some of the largest companies in the data marketplace, companies that assemble lists and sell those lists, and they sell them for very large amounts of money to organizations that want to use them for sales purposes. And so companies like Hoover's, as an example. And we thought that Jigsaw had a superior model, that at far lower cost, they could assemble the data. They could also have their users, who are not only putting in the data, but updating and cleaning the data. So if they get their users doing all that at far lower cost, they could turn around and sell that data back to the users. And so we thought that their business model is inherently superior to anything out there in the marketplace today. And that's proven to be true over the last 18 months.
And Jim, why should the users sort of update this information? I mean, what's the value benefit to them?
Well, there's actually two questions. Why would salespeople put their valuable contacts into Jigsaw in the first place so that their competitors could get to them? And secondly, why would they take the time to clean it? And the answer is that I was a VP of sales at three companies before founding Jigsaw, and Jigsaw was founded out of a point of pain. And the pain part is that salespeople spend an extraordinary amount of their time just trying to figure out who do I contact at a target organization, and then how do you get their direct contact information? So, getting past gatekeepers is a very, very difficult and time-consuming process. So the first answer is why would they put their data in is easily answered, in that salespeople run across data every day that's correct, but has no business value to them. And the beauty of Jigsaw is I can put one of those contacts in the system and get two contacts out in the terms of credits that have extreme value. So if I tell you that you can get two out for every one you put in, well, that's usually a pretty irresistible value proposition. So the answer is, why would you put your valuable contacts in? Is you won't, but you have data that isn't valuable. Now, the funny part is in self-organizing systems, which is our Jigsaw, our good members realize that eventually everything is going to be in Jigsaw, so I might as well get the points for it. Secondarily, the self-correction or the correcting part of Jigsaw, that is the most important part of what we do. And the concept is that if you buy a contact that's bad, if you challenge it, you actually get just as many points as you would for adding a contact, and at the same time, you get to lay a spanking on the member who put the bad data in the first place. And this is a very satisfying concept to a salesperson, that I just wasted a minute of my time on a bad piece of data. I not only get a double refund of my points, but I get to lay a spanking on the person who did the bad. And I think that for that reason, we've gotten a lot of traction.
Well, if people want to find out a little bit more about Jigsaw, where should they go?
www.jigsaw.com.
Okay. Well, I've been here on the podcast with Jim Fowler, CEO of Jigsaw, and also Jeff Crow from Northwest Venture Partners. It's been great having you on the podcast and finding out a little bit more about Jigsaw. And they can find out more again, jigsaw.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We really appreciate it.
All right. We're here at the Jigsaw Series C celebration, a party here at Chevy's in Foster City. And who am I with here?
Garth Bolton. I'm the co-founder of Jigsaw.
Okay.
I'm Ethan Prater, the VP of Product Marketing.
I'm Ed Como, VP of Engineering.
Okay. Well, congratulations to all of you on the Series C funding. And Ethan, maybe you can answer this question about how is Jigsaw going to dominate the market? Isn't that the idea of every company? How's Jigsaw going to do that?
Well, sure. If you think about the task of building a business white pages, which is essentially what this is a directory of business contact information that's never been done, and it's really hard to do. It's not like painting the Golden Gate Bridge, where you go to sort of finish the bridge and start over from scratch. From a central place, you actually can't possibly map the world's business contact information. The way we're doing it is enlisting the people who are actually talking with each other to put business contact information into the database. So it'll dominate the market, because the only way to actually map every business contact on the planet, or actually create a business white pages, is to enlist the people who are actually talking to each other.
Okay. And Ed, right?
Yes.
You've got to make it all work, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work from your end? What kind of support do you have to lend this whole thing?
A lot of late nights. That's a place to start. How does it all work? We actually put in something that is very scalable, you know, because the idea is, you know, to become the marketplace, you know, for contact information of the world. So you can imagine how many people you could have in this world. And in order to be able to scale to that level, we put in some infrastructure that absolutely would be able to perform.
There's a distinction between the members, who are the salespeople and recruiters who sign up, and the actual contacts themselves in the database, of which we have 2.8 million.
2.8 million contacts.
2.8 million and growing at 12,000 new per day.
Well, that's growth right there.
Yeah.
So how do you make that scale? I mean, how do you make that work?
Wow, this will be a long discussion of probably weeks.
Okay, well, I got plenty of room on this tape here. Go.
Yeah, but safe to say, we have expertise, you know, who have, you know, built companies that have scaled, you know, to millions and millions of customers before. You know, so with that expertise that we have, we brought the technical, you know, experience, you know, such that we can put into this company to build infrastructure that will be able to handle whatever growth that we're experiencing.
Now, Ethan, and where do you see this going in the future? This is it's a big venture that you guys have out, and it seems like the model is one of, you know, it's a cooperative model, essentially, while squashing people at the same time. Tell us a little bit about how where you see it going.
Well, the next step for us, we've sort of proven now that you can actually build a business white pages, a big, massive virtual Rolodex through a collaborative effort. Our next step, we've talked about it a lot and we'll keep talking about it, is actually compiling information about companies themselves. A salesperson or a marketer wants to know how many employees a company has, what business lines they're in, what their financials are, for their annual revenue. What we'll do is collect this kind of data from our members and actually make it available to them for free. So we're actually moving ahead not just for the underlying business contact information, but the information about the organizations that those people work for we're collecting. That's our next step in our big product initiative for the rest of this year.
So if somebody wants to sign up with Jigsaw, what do they do?
They go to the website, www.jigsaw.com, and probably sign up for a two-week free trial that affords you. Everything is done through a point system. All contacts are worth 5 points. When you put in a contact, you get 5 points, and when you can purchase one for 5 points as well. So you can sign up for a free two-week trial, which will get you 10 free contacts. Then you can decide whether you'd like to join. We have both pay memberships and what we call play memberships, whereby you can trade your contact information for contacts that you'd like to have.
Okay, and what is the price point when you can join for real?
For individuals, if you chose to pay, there's a $25 a month membership. There's sort of which scales to a $250 a year. And then we have actual corporate memberships if you want to make your company pay for it, which is very, very common, in which case there's a negotiated price dependent upon how much data is in each account.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a great venture, and I wish you all a lot of luck.
All right.
And we're here at the Jigsaw Series C funding celebration party, and I'm here with, let's see if I can remember the names, Garth Moulton. That's right. I got them all mixed up already. Garth Moulton, who is the VP, right?
Co-founder
and Director of Business Development. Ethan Prater. I got that right. And tell me your role again, Ethan.
The VP of Product Marketing.
That was where it was. And Ed Como, who's VP of Engineering?
Yes.
I got that one right.
You got that one.
All right. Thanks, guys, for being on the podcast.
All right. Thanks a lot for doing it.
Thank you.